We are learning Masechtas Ksuvos, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, and we're beginning from the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. We had in the first Mishnah of the Perek that Chanon said Shnei Dvarim, two halachas, and Admoin said seven. So we learned the first halacha of Chanon in the first Mishnah was about if the wife is collecting mezainis when her husband is Mezidias Hayam, that she does not have to make a shvua betchila. Here now we're coming to the second halacha of Chanon. Someone went to Medina Siyam, and a good person saw that this poor wife does not have any food, and he went ahead, he supported the wife. No one asked him, he just supported the wife. He can't go collect his money from the husband, the husband comes back, because the husband never told him to do this. He just took care of it himself. That he could swear how much he spent to support the wife, and he collects it from the husband. Omer Rav Doisa ben Hurkus k'divrayim. Rav Doisa ben Hurkus said, like the Bnei Kahanim HaGdolim, Rav Yechon ben Zakkai, Yofa Omer Chanon, Hiniach Moisav al Keren Tzvi. He tied it good that he put his money on Keren Tzvi, which means he threw his money in the garbage, just like you put money onto a horn of a deer. The deer runs so fast, it'll fall right off. Here also, you threw your money away. What should we do? That's the Mishnah. Now Rashi points out, that is only if he didn't tell the wife that, by the way, I'm lending you money and you owe it to me. If that's the case, if the Isha owes him money, the Isha could go to her husband and say, you know, you owe me money, and take that money and pay this man. Here the case was, he just paid Stamos, he just took care of her. And therefore, since he didn't make up the Zahava, all he did was be Perea, the Chayiv, pay up the debt of the husband. When I don't ask him, he does not get reimbursed for that. Now, Taisa has a kasha on the bottom. What happened to the idea called Yairid? We have our halacha that if you go into a field of a friend and you build it up, then you get paid. Even if you did shleiv reshus, you get paid. You get to pay the minimum, but you get paid. See here also, let her get paid. Lamaisa, he took care. He did. He took care of the chayv. So Taisa's answers that's chaluk. By Yairid, there is shvach be'en. There is an obvious enhancement of the field, and therefore you get paid for that. Masha Inkain over here, all you did was take away a chayv. It's more like mavri achari. There's no mamashis to the gain. All it is, I took off a chayv, and therefore there is no din yared. So akaparim, that's the halacha of Chanon, that he holds that you don't get reimbursed when you do a good deed by being mefaras to the wife. Zok to Gemara, tan hasam. We have a Mishnah in Masechtas Nedarim. Hamuda anav mechaveira. You have two people who ask enough from each other, can't have enough from each other. The loch is shekel es shiklai. You could pay Reuven, could pay Shimon's machzah shekel. The loch is every person has to give machzah shekel once a year, and that gives him a chelik all the kabbonis. You could pay his machzah shekel. We'll see why in a second. Upareya es chayvai. You could pay up his debts. Machzah loy avidase. You could return his aveda. And in a makom, in a city where you're allowed to charge for the work you did to bring back the aveda, so here you're not allowed to pay. Shimon's not allowed to pay Reuven because he asked her. No, they asked enough from each other, like Rashi speaks out. So tipa no lahekdesh. The hano, that money, that schar goes lahekdesh. Al kaparim is three halachas in this Mishnah in the Darm. First of all, you can pay the machzah shekel for your friend that you does not have enough from you. You still could pay his shekel. You could pay up his chayv. And you can return the Aveda. So, Mishnah of Shekel or Shekla, we understand why. Because it's only a mitzvah k'avid. Ditnan, we learned in the Mishnah, that Tarm ala avud val ha-gavui val ha-asad ligvois, that they made a Trumas Alishka and they took off Machzah Shekel for the Kabbonis, even if it was avud, means that someone sent the Machzah Shekel and it was lost, or it was collected and you didn't, but it didn't reach here yet, or it's going to be collected. Either way, it's the carbon that's brought belongs to the whole Klal Yisrael. We have in mind to do Truma for all of them. And Rashi speaks out, even if the guy never lands up paying, yes, loy chelik with Truma over Kabbalah. He has a chelik in the Truma Salishka, but he's missing the mitzvah. So all you're missing is a mitzvah. And that this person did for you. So he did a mitzvah for you. He actually gets the schar, like Rashi says. So therefore, you got no gain, because anyway, you get a chelik in the Kabbalah. And the mitzvah, he lost the mitzvah. He got the mitzvah, so you didn't get anything from him paying up the shekel. And aved also, aved does not mitzvah covered. The aved also, he returned the aved to you, which was a job, but that's he doing because of the mitzvah. It's not a gain to you, it's a mitzvah he's doing. Ah, you're getting the aved back. That's yours. It's yours the whole time. And therefore, that's not called a gain. But the Ritva speaks out that giving him tzedakah, even though it's a mitzvah, that would be a problem, because there he's getting money that was never his. And therefore, he's gaining by having more money. But checking the aveda, That was always his. Therefore, it's no gain, no monetary gain. The whole gain was he brought it back to him. That's a mitzvah, and therefore, there's no problem for someone's mudana to return aveda to his friends. So he can recycle shikloi and return aveda. But paying up his debt, it's a pelo. Lemaisi is gaining. Until now, he was in debt $100,000. Now he's clean. He's free. He has an extra $100,000. So lemaisi, he gained majorly. How can I do that for someone who's also bana? He's not enough for me. How am I going to take care of that for him? Or Rav Yishya, Hamani Chananhi. We're going to the man, the Omer Chanan of our Mishnah. The Omer Ibeit Es Ma'isav. That just like it says in our Mishnah, that if I pay up the chayv of the husband, I don't get reimbursed. So since I don't get reimbursed, you see, that it's not called that I gave you any gain. Because if I gave you gain, you have to reimburse me. So same thing here, it's not called Hana either. And like Tosfos explains, the reason is because he holds that it's only a grama ba'ama. That when I pay up your chayv, that you gain money, it's only a grama, and therefore it's not called ana, and that's also why you don't have to pay me, because only consider a grama, that's a chanan holds. And therefore it must be this Mishnah in Mesechtas Nedarim is going according to chanan. So Rava, no. Rava, I'm a filtim rabbanon. It can go with stim rabbanon also. Why? Hakamayaskinon, this hava that we're talking about prayer is chayv, it's a specific type of hava. It's shalava amnas shaloy lefreya. He lent him money, amnas, that I cannot press you to pay back. I'm lending you money, but I never can press you to pay back. Which really means that if you want, you never will pay back. You owe the money, but you never will pay back. And therefore, by me paying up your loan, you don't really gain much. Because I wouldn't, you know, I wasn't going to pay up now anyway. So therefore, I was in no rush to pay up. And therefore, it's not called a gain. Like Rashi says, you can't drive him crazy. I didn't give you anything. So therefore, he says, go even according to Rabbanon. So he says, Bishlam, we have two terutzim. Either it's going with the Chanon, or it's going with the Rabbanon. So Bishlam, Rabbanon, Makarav Aishia, the Mukha Makarabbanon. He wants the Zetz on the Kuli, I'm even for the Rabbanon. El Rav Aishia, my time of Makarav. Why didn't he say like Rava? Rav Aishya tells you, you know why? You're right, he didn't have any monetary gain technically because he could push it off. But Kisufa, me Leslie, doesn't he have embarrassment? He's embarrassed in the Malva all the time. He's in the Malva, yo, Itaka, I owe you money. You know, even though you don't have to pay it up, but you're embarrassed. And that alone is a gain. And the Gemara adds on words here, which are extra passage. Hasanami Isle Hano, but you know, the Mixmane. He always has a no, which Mar just said. He has a no because he's embarrassed. Some say it's a listener. But either way, the point is that Rav Yishol Svir Rabbanon is taka also to pay up the chayv, even in such a case where he made up, he's not going to pressure him for the money, because Lamaisa is gaining him because he gets away with the embarrassment of owing someone money. But Lamaisa, Rav Yishol says that even though that's anah Svir Rabbanon, Svir Chanan, even though you have that anah, since it's only a grama again, so therefore Allah is a grama Svir Chanan, you don't have to pay it up, and therefore it's not called a gain either. And that's why Rav Yishol says it's going dafka fi chanan, who holds that by a grama there is no monetary gain, and therefore there's no is even by asa no, you're allowed to pay up someone's chayv according to chanan.